Blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 10, all the stanzas. In the fullness of thy grace, to thy house I will repair, bowing toward thy holy place, in thy fear will worship there. Lead me in thy righteousness, let my foes assail in vain, lest my feet be turned aside, make thy way before me plain. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter number 10.
We wish to continue by reading from the Gospel according to John from chapter 8, but before that, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 8, beginning with verse 12 to the end. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh, I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me. Then said they unto him, Where is thy Father? Jesus answered, Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. But as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And a servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we may hear from the words of thy mouth that thou shalt die in thy sins if thou believest not that I am he. And thy word does say that we are conceived and born in our sins. What shall it then be to die in our sins? To continue in our sins our whole life, and in a broken covenant, and to continue in sin to all eternity. Oh, then there is one opportunity that thou givest to us and to our children, that we would not die in our sins. Oh, we beseech thee to show us our sins, that thou mayst open our eyes. For we have heard it in these moments, that there were those who did say we were never in bondage to any man. Oh, they saw not their bondage to sin, and they died in their sin. Oh, Lord, we beseech Thee, and with so much that we have, that we may read, that we may hear of Thy holy word revealed and written for us and for our children, that we would not die in our sins, but that we may be given to know what they are, and that we may be given to seek for the deliverance from our sins, and that we may come to believe that Thou art He, that we might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. For Thou didst speak the truth, Thou didst witness unto the truth that Thou hast received of Thy Father. Oh, that we may also receive it in our hearts, and by the power of Thy Holy Spirit, Thou didst witness of Thyself, and Thy Father didst witness of Thee. Oh, that Thou mayest give us also the witness of Thy Holy Spirit in our hearts, we and our dear children, and that may bring us in the dust of self-abasement before Thee, in our secret chamber before Thy holy countenance. Do give that true conversion unto us. Oh, give us that light, for Thou sayest, I am the light of the world. Oh, he that cometh unto Thee shall not walk in darkness, but Thou knowest the darkness that liveth in our hearts. For sin lives in our hearts, and that makes all things dark, but wilt Thou take it away? Give us uprightness, give us truth, and give us light that we might see. Open our eyes, give us understanding, give us love. Draw us, Lord, and then we will run after Thee. There is no man that hath these things from himself, and we have it not of common grace with all men, but it is a special gift of Thee, O Lord, for which we beseech Thee in this hour. And when Thy word is to go forth, and that we need to be convinced of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, and we need our eyes opened for Thee, the blessed Mediator sent by the Father, oh, that Thou wouldst become that solution to each and every one of those that have trouble, oh, that Thou may show unto us our spiritual need above all the natural needs in this world. Wilt Thou so give unto us in this hour of Thy Holy Ghost, that Thou mayest come and that Thou mayest work from heart to heart amongst us. Wilt Thou care for all the needs of Thy people, that Thou mayest come into Thy garden and eat Thy pleasant fruits. For Thy bride does seek for that sweetness of Thy voice, that she might hear Thee once again, that Thou mayest so remember her when she lives in a waste, howling wilderness so often, that Thou mayest feed Thy people, that Thou mayest sustain that life that Thou hast given unto them, and that Thou mayest give new ones also to be born into Thy kingdom. And then there shall be truth born in our hearts. Wilt Thou supply for all the natural needs known to Thee? Remember those that mourn, for they are many. That Thou dost speak in the midst of us continually. When our loved ones are taken from our sides, and when we must see all about us and feel in the weakness of our bodies that there is no discharge in that war, and that we may be given understanding hearts, and that the callings And that to come unto us in a natural way may be blessed in a spiritual way. And wilt thou show to us the cause of death? That thou didst say in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that the wages of sin is death. Oh, bring it home to each and every one of us, both young and old. Do care for all thy servants over the length and breadth of this whole world. Could it please thee to increase their number amongst the established, but also upon the mission field, that thou mayest go before, that thou mayest endue with thy spirit from on high, for thou dost hold them as the stars in thy right hand, that thou mayest use them, and that they might feel something as instruments of thy work, of thy power, the power of thy right hand to go forth in the midst of thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth, or that thy kingdom may come, for the kingdom of Satan is growing through the midst of this world. And he does go about as a roaring lion and also as an angel of light to deceive men, so that the truth is to be done away, and yet thy truth will endure. Oh, that it may also shine in the midst of us as nations and as churches, that thou mayest remember both young and old, look upon us in this hour. Thou knowest all that we stand in need of. It is round about thy word that we have come to both speak and to listen and to sing. O Lord, that there may be but one word in this hour, one word that may be for the increase of thy kingdom, for the comfort, for the instruction, for the warning of thy people. And that there may be profit in thy house this day for thy own name's sake, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter number 21, stanzas 1 through 4. O Lord, be thou my helper true, for just and godly men are few. The faithful who can find, and what follows in 1 through 4 of Psalter 21. Our text for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. John chapter 18. And thereof, verses 37 and the first part of verse 38. John 18, verses 37 to 38a. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? So far the words of our text. Christ, witness unto the truth. First, the truth witnessed. And second, the persons who hear this witness, Christ's witness unto the truth. First, the truth witnessed. And second, the persons who hear this witness. Why? Because he says, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Thus, what does he speak of? He makes a distinction. He says, everyone that is of the truth. That means there are people that are of the truth. And he says then that there are also people that are not of the truth. What are we? Are we of the truth? Or are we not of the truth? That is a very important distinction. Why? Because if we are not of the truth, then we are of the lie. Because there are only those two. There is the lie and there is the truth. And then there is nothing in between. We read in God's word that God is true. And we heard that the Lord Jesus speaks about the devil and that Satan, he is the liar. He is the liar from the beginning. Thus, every man in this world, he belongs either to the one or to the other. We do not know each other's hearts. We can only look within our own hearts. But the Lord Jesus looked into the hearts of the Pharisees and the scribes. And he told them that they were not of the truth. Did we ever hear that in our heart from him? That we are not of the truth? What shall that be to come to the end of our life? And for those flaming eyes of fire, when he was in the days of humility and he spoke such words, what shall it be if he, in the day of judgment, when he is sitting in his glory and upon his throne, he will speak such words unto us and to say to us that ye are of your father, the devil, who is the father of lies, then we will be sent away to be forever with our Father. It is, congregation, a wonder that there is any common grace in the world. What is common grace, young people? We hear much about grace, but what is common grace? So common grace is grace that belongs to everyone in the world. It is common to people in the world, not just to God's people. grace, you say, does that belong to everyone? A certain kind of grace, yes. Common grace, certain things given to everyone who does not deserve them. It is common. That is necessary for the world to function. It is necessary for the world to exist. During that time that the Lord is gathering in His kingdom, that He is bringing in His church. And what does man receive in common grace? You know what part of common grace is? That every person in the whole world has a desire to know the truth. Also to speak the truth. We do not say that they always do speak the truth, that is something else. But there is a certain desire. You will find that not only with people in the church, no, you will find that with all men in the world. When they are speaking to you, they are expecting that you will tell them the truth. They want to know what that truth is. No one wants to be deceived. Just as our eyes are made to receive sights and our ears are made to receive sounds, so our minds are created, they are made to receive what? Truth. And in His common grace, the Lord has given that in its generality is not taken away. That is a wonder. Why? Because the world cannot function without this. No two persons can work together. We have seen the builders. They were building this building. And if they would not speak the truth to one another as they are building, it would not look like it does. There can be no cooperation among men when we are not expected or that we do not expect that another person is speaking the truth to us. How important is it in all of society that man is speaking the truth? And when he speaks not the truth, then he is losing the trust of his neighbor. How would you learn, children, if your teacher did not speak the truth and you did not expect that your teacher told the truth? When I was a boy, boys and girls, then I had to go to the public school. I did not have the privilege that you had. And then my mother would tell me, yes, but we don't believe everything like they believe. And so in my mind, I had always to say, well, do we believe that? Or do we not believe that? It is a blessing that you may go to our own school. And that you may believe what your teacher tells you, that he is telling you the truth. Because so much of our education that comes just by communicating, not by actually doing with our hands, but by communicating, that we learn in that way. Truth, it is such a foundation. What happens if there is no truth in the courts? Without such truth, there can be no righteousness. There can be no justice. So a great blessing that in general in the world, the common grace of God gives that men desire to know and speak the truth. And yet there are so many lies in this world. And yet there is so much falsehood among men. Why is that? Oh, many times we want to cover our sin. The Lord came to Cain. He says, where is Abel thy brother? I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Ziba comes to David. Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth is not a man of truth. He has lied. And so David makes a wrong judgment. Gehazi. Thy servant went no whither. Falsehood. So much deception and falsehood in this world. What is that to be deceived? Were you ever deceived? Did someone ever tell you something that was not true? And that you have continued on in believing that person, doing this or that in expectation that that person has told you the truth, only to find out later that it was not the truth. What a disappointment. The devil said to our first parents, "You shall not die. You shall not die." They believed it. They said, "That is the truth." When they took of that tree, then they had a certain expectation. And what was that expectation? They were going to become free. As the devil had promised them, they will be free from God. They will be free from His law. They will be independent. They will be as God Himself. That was the expectation. They were living under a lie, a falsehood. And soon they found out. Soon they found out it was not the truth. And it was too late. Then they were bound. Then they were bound unto death. Then the chains were placed around them, the chains to depravity, the chains to sin, the chains to death. But they could not change that anymore. Oh, that expectation under that lie, Isaac thought he was blessing Esau. Everything that he said in that blessing. Oh, how he has meditated on this. And during that whole time, when he is eating and when he is speaking to his son, he thinks that it is Esau. Then he found out that it was not true. It was not true. Rebecca had a smart for that. She never saw Jacob again. Jacob had to smart for it too. He thought it was Rachel. And it was not true. His sons, Joseph, torn by a wild beast, lived with that for many years. Falsehood, deception. The Lord Jesus speaks about five foolish virgins, and they come to the gate of heaven. There they find out it wasn't true. It wasn't true. Deceived by others. By ourselves, I have deceived myself. And I lived under that my whole life. And I expected to enter into glory. And it was false. The Lord does not lie. The Lord is true. And the word of the Lord is true. You believe that, young people? You believe that this word of God, do you believe that that is true? Every word of that Bible? You believe that? So how do we know it's true? There are many people who don't believe it. What does the Lord say in His word? How do you know if a prophet is speaking the truth? There were false prophets in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. The Lord says, if their word cometh to pass, what they have prophesied in the future, only the Lord knows the future, not man. If that now comes to pass, then you know that that is a prophet of the Lord, that he is a man of truth. Did you ever search the scriptures? When you look at all the prophecies of the Old Testament, you may read, there are books also written about this, that may show just how that the prophecies in the Old Testament have been so precisely fulfilled. So that you may know that all the things that are in that Word of God are fulfilling. God does not lie. Psalm 92. There is no unrighteousness in him. All the threats will come to pass. All the promises will come to pass. And the expectation of the church of God that will never be put to shame. They may have to wait before that they experience the truth of that word. But God is not a man that he should lie. And he is not the son of man that he should repent. What truth is more important than the truth that is spoken in judgment? If there is anyone who needs to know the truth and who has to do the truth, then it needs to be a judge. And yet the judgment seats in this world are so full of lies and deceit. Man so daring to commit perjury, to swear by God that he will tell the truth and then bear false witness. How distressful that is to the innocent in the court when they have often no way to defend themselves against the lie. And yet that people have a comfort. Say, how can that people have a comfort who are standing there in the judgment and cannot defend themselves against the lies of hell? Do you know a comfort that they have? They are walking in the pathway that Christ also walked in, that they also suffer with him, because we read of him that his enemies sought false witnesses to put him to death. A false witness, that is a contradiction actually in terms, isn't it? Because a witness is one that is supposed to have heard, that is supposed to have seen. And because he has heard and because he has seen, he is one that knows the truth. He is the one that is witnessing to the truth. And thus, a false witness. What a great evil. Art thou a king then? That is the accusation that is coming in the court against the Lord Jesus Christ. What do they accuse him of? He maketh himself a king. That was the accusation. It is a false accusation. You say, a false accusation? Why is that a false accusation? Did he not say that he was a king? Is he not a king? Indeed. And yet their accusation was false. Why? Because their accusation is a twisting of his meaning. saying that he means something else. They take what he has said in a spiritual way and they make an application in a carnal way. Did they misunderstand him? They had no excuse. Not the slightest excuse for any misunderstanding. With all the prophecies, the scribes, the lawyers did study of that Old Testament truth. Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Thus Christ told his earthly judge the truth, knowing what? He will be mocked for it. Will we tell the truth if we will be mocked for it? Knowing that he will be condemned for telling that truth. He is going to make Pilate fear to release him because of that truth. That he will be thinking in a political way. That what the people say will have weight with him. Whosoever maketh himself a king is not Caesar's friend. He speaks against Caesar. Thus Christ knows what his words will do to his own case in the judgment. But what matters to him? Truth. Not what will happen. Not consequences. Truth. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Persecution. If we read a little of church history, persecution has often brought the truth into places it otherwise would not come. Even to the ears of Pilate, that heathen governor, that heathen judge. Why does the Lord send persecution to his church here below? Oh, the persecution of the church is said to be the seed of God's kingdom, that it is making that kingdom grow, spreading that people, that truth, that it may be spoken all over the earth. Sometimes men are inquiring. When they see a man who is standing for truth and suffering for truth, inquiring, what is that truth that makes a person so stand in the face of all that is coming against him, even against his life? To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Thus he says, that is the very reason that I was born. That is the very reason that I came into the world. We read in God's word that he is the brightness of God's glory, but that he is also the express image of God's person. God is truth. Thus he is the express image of truth. Just in his very being, just in his very existence, when he came into this world. And what is now that truth that Christ has witnessed when he came into this world? Do you know what he witnessed in the first place? He witnessed the utter depravity of mankind. The utter depravity of his elect, chosen from before the foundation of the world, and yet could not deliver themselves except that he came to deliver them. Thus, his very incarnation, his very coming into the world is a witness. It is a witness unto the truth that the world is undeliverable apart from himself. He came to bear this witness. His mouth, not only his being, but his mouth testified of this. In his prophetic office, when he went about in this world, that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is, children, lost. Came to bear witness of that truth. Oh, did we ever hear that voice that he has spoken in that witness? There was no enmity of Pharisees and scribes and Jews that was able to close his mouth against witnessing truth. What is that truth? Well, just standing in that judgment, being pronounced innocent and yet condemned by an earthly judge to death. That was a witness. A witness to the truth of what? Well, it was a witness to the truth of the Word of God. What was the Word of God in his day, boys and girls? In the day of the Lord Jesus, if you say, let us read the Word of God, what would be brought to you? Well, the Old Testament, right? And in the Old Testament, what do you read? Well, there you read of these spotless lambs, that they are brought before the altar time after time. There was made confession of sin. There the hands were laid upon the scapegoat, and he was sent into that wilderness. Oh, here the Lord Jesus is witnessing unto the truth that has been spoken unto his people for 4,000 years. When they had guilt, when you have guilt, where do we go? Where do you go, young people, with guilt? Or don't you go anywhere with guilt? You have a secret chamber to go with guilt? Do you know where they went with guilt? Oh, they went to that altar. They went there with a lamb. They went there with a sin offering. And then there was hope for that people. In the sacrifice of an animal? No. What was going to happen in the future? And they waited, and they waited, and they waited. Never came in their lifetime. And they died still waiting and still hoping. Is that a false hope? No. here Christ bears witness to the truth of what that waiting church was hoping for, was looking for. That faith that may deliver the souls of that people from their guilt was witnessed here in this court. Did they wait in vain? They did not. They shall not wait in vain. But do you know what truth is especially witnessed here by Christ? We read here, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth." What do you think? Do you think Pilate believed that? Pilate said, "What is truth?" Did he wait for an answer? No. Then he turned around and went out. Did he want an answer? No. Not from Christ. He had no desire to hear what truth was or a discussion about truth from Christ. He's a Roman. And the Romans were a learned people. And the Romans were proud of their learning and their culture. The claim of Christ was despicable to Pilate. That he was a king. He will let his soldiers put a purple robe on him. He will let his soldiers put a reed in his hand. He will let his soldiers mock him as a king. He will write a superscription over his head, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews," mocking him, mocking the Jewish people. But Pilate, Pharisees, scribes, Jews, they cannot destroy a single iota of truth. No one can. There was nothing to be seen of this truth in this moment. Nothing to be seen of it at all, outwardly. Not by the world, and not by God's people. And yet it was true. You could read Zechariah prophesied about it. "Tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass." Could see nothing of his kingship. Yet he stood there. "Thou seest, I am a king." Mock on, Satan. Mock on. But do you know who reigns here in this moment? Not you, Satan. I do. I reign. As all this is taking place, the obstinate Jew, the Gentile heathen, you may rejoice. My people mourn, but I am reigning. And they shall not mourn forever. Let us sing first. 332, 1, 2, and 4. Forever settled in the heavens, thy word, O Lord, shall firmly stand. Thy faithfulness shall never fail. The earth abides at thy command. 1, 2, and 4 of 332. Christ witness unto the truth. First, the truth witnessed. Second, the persons who hear this witness. What does the true church desire more than to know that they are the true church? They desire to know the truth. They desire to know that they are of the truth. Christ here takes forth the precious from the vile. He gives his people a mark. Do you wish to know if you are of the truth? He says, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. The disciples do not understand at this time the necessity of the priestly office of Christ. the necessity that Christ should die. They do not understand it. Priestly office. But they have heard his voice. And they love his voice. And they love the truth that they have heard from him. The truth that is witnessed by Christ. And what of the kingly office? Oh, they also loved him. They also desired to serve him, that he would be their king. But now the priestly office. In the priestly office, Christ has to die. So what will happen to faith that looks to him in his prophetical office, in his kingly office, when he has to die? Thus, faith that will be sorely tried in the life of these disciples. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. What does it mean to hear? The Lord Jesus spoke of a people, he said, who having ears, hear not. We heard that to the Jews, to those carnal Jews, he says, why do ye not understand my speech? Even, he says, because ye cannot hear my words. They heard them with their ears, but they could not hear them. They could not understand them. Was that true of the disciples? No, the Lord Jesus says, that he says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto others in parables. Why? That seeing they might not see, and that hearing they may not understand. They are blinded. The expectation of the concerned church, so not the established church, but the expectation of the young church, of that concerned church that is not yet fully grounded in the sacrifice, in the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is so much of self that still remains within God's children. Just as Martha, who was cumbered about much serving of her king, as he was to her. But now every ground that is insufficient for the soul's welfare has to be taken out from under that people. That the Lord may ground them, that he may found them upon a solid rock. Is that painful? Oh, it is painful. Only look at the disciples at this time. How painful that was. When Christ is going forward in the work of his suffering and his death to fulfill now the priestly work, their minds do not understand. Their affections they are sometimes offended. And their will, oh, they are rebellious. Thus their whole soul is troubled under that priestly work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, there is something that has been laid in the heart of this people that can never die, that can never be taken away from them, that can never be lost. What is that? They have heard his voice. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That man born blind, he confessed much ignorance of Christ. I know not. But he says, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Oh, that stripping work. That stripping work of the Spirit of God. That is painful. But Christ is upholding his people, his church, his disciples. And he gives them tokens, little tokens, in the midst of that strife, that they may yet know that they are of the truth when it all seems gone, when it all seems against them. What does David say? This is my comfort in my affliction. Want to know what that is, children? His comfort in his affliction? Or do you not need that comfort? Oh, he says that thy word hath quickened me. That was his comfort. Say, that is little. Ask the people how little that is. When they need to be sustained in the midst of that stripping work of the Spirit of the Lord. It has quickened me. And now it is in that quickening work that the people may hear the voice, the witness of Christ to the truth. He makes that people in that quickening to be of the truth. What does he do? He takes away the falsehood. He takes away the deceit. A man looking just to all this world. Their houses shall continue forever. False. Their dwelling places to all generations. False. That there is happiness to be found here below? False. Or he shows them the truth. He makes them of the truth. He makes them want to know the truth. He makes them to seek the truth. He makes them honest with themselves. What does he do? Oh, there is so much hypocrisy in our hearts. And in the visible church, we do so many things before other people. What does he think of me? What does he think of me? What do they think of me? Do you know what the Lord does? Brings them in their inner chamber, all alone. Oh Lord, what dost thou think of me? That is different. Makes them honest. Oh, Lord, tell me, what is now the truth? He desires now to know it. What does the Lord do there? Oh, he gives them to hear his voice. He gives them to hear his voice. I don't tell you what he says, because that is different for every one of them. That is so personal. That is between the Lord and his people. But I can tell you what the Lord does. He draws them. He draws them with his truth. He witnesses that truth in their heart. And he makes them to seek after the truth that is in him. Oh, how many times those disciples, they have gone to the Lord Jesus and they have asked him questions. What did they want to know? They want to put him in a trap? No. No. Oh, Lord, tell me the truth. Teach me thy truth. The prophetical office that was so sweet to them. The bride, she says, his mouth is most sweet. May you ever experience that? Under the witness of the truth. Oh, then they have heard his voice. But do you know that word here? When it says, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. It doesn't say, heard my voice. It says, heareth. Not only heard, but he continues to hear. And it speaks not only about hearing, but it speaks also about obeying. Fulfilling his word. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. What about when there are afflictions? What about when there are trials? What about when Satan throws everything in their soul all upside down? Do they still follow him? How was it for the disciples? In those days of passion, oh, yeah, we do read. They fled, right, children? They fled. I will ask you, how far away did they go? How far away did they go? Not too far. Did they? You read about them again right away, don't you? The Lord Jesus is lying 3 days in that grave. How was that for them? In those days that the Lord was going to ground his church upon the foundation of the sacrificial, the priestly work of his only begotten Son. Oh, then faith is tried. But that love for him did not wane. The love for one another did not wane. He was in that grave. What do you read? They're all together. Together? Why? He is their king. Did that change? No. No. Salvation? We don't know. Lost. But I love him. Oh, when the Lord, when he is dealing with his people, and when the Lord is going to bring his people into that justice where they have to go lost, oh, then it will be evident that still in their heart, that they love their king. Thou sayest that I am a king. That is my people. That is the truth. For this cause I came into the world, to to bear witness unto that truth. Do you believe that, people of the Lord, that he is the king? Or do you sometimes want to shut the shades with Luther, that you say God is dead? The kingship of Christ, that is not always so evident. That is not always that everyone can see that in the world and in the church. When he is standing there and he is being mocked and spit upon and condemned. Oh, then it was not evident. Oh, David. He says, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thy face from me? The proud do persecute the poor. Job's wife could not understand it. How is it that that man, he retains his integrity? But no matter what the appearances of are, Christ says, thou sayest that I am a king. For this cause I have come into the world, to testify of that truth. David says, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about them that fear him, his people, unchangeable, the immutable truth. Do you believe it, people of the Lord? That everyone that is of the truth hear his voice. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, remember thy people. Thy disciples were discouraged. They were downcast. They were bewildered, while thou didst testify that thou wast their king. Thou didst lead them in that way that was good for them. It was profitable for them. It would be to thy glory. It would be for their soul's welfare. Oh, include us, Lord. Include us in that people who are of the truth, each and every one of us. Give us to know thy truth. Give us to seek thy truth, to experience that truth in our life and in our heart, to bring us safely to our places. And do remember us in this day, remember us in this week. We lay before thee, in a special way, those confession class students who hope to be examined before the consistory. Thou knowest all that lives in their hearts. Lord, wilt thou give them calmness, and wilt thou give them the ability to bring forth all the things that they have learned, and grant us yet a good hour together in thy favor. Remember each one in all the places and that we are called to fulfill our obligations, whatever they must be, in the places that we are given in this world. And give us to look to thee to know what our place is and what we must do and what we must not do, and that thou mayest bless us undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. 355, 1, 2, and 3. All who, with heart confiding, depend on God alone, like Zion's mount abiding, shall ne'er be overthrown. Like Zion's city bounded by guarding mountains broad, his people are surrounded forever by their God. 1, 2, and 3 of 355. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessed.